This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You can join us toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. In the last hour, in case you're just tuning in, we did cover this hoverboard story. It's not actually a hoverboard like you think it is. That's just a brand name for a thing with wheels. So, okay, not a hoverboard, but that's what they call it. Anyway, that's been banned from New York City, apparently. And we were discussing civil disobedience, and I had suggested that someone with a kid should, you know, have their child go out and use one of these devices, one of these so-called hoverboards, and use it in front of the New York Police Department or something like that. Just drive it back and forth all, you know, for an hour or something like that.
And we were talking about the efficacy of activism, and of course right. That naturally led to the smoke-in, the 420 smoke-ins here in Keene, where you had
smoke-outs.
Smoke-outs, yeah. Where the,
it became a smoke-in.
Where the Keene Police Department arrested, you know, a couple people for smoking pot in public, and all of a sudden they had 50 potheads in the middle of their police station lighting joints and smoking bongs, and that was the last time they ever started arresting people. Like, you can actually smoke your pot in public in Keene, and they will not arrest you for the most part. I mean...
Well, if you're doing it right in front of a cop, that might be a little bit different, but in Central Square, you can generally get away with smoking weed, and the police won't respond to calls.
Yeah, as long as you're not bothering anybody, then they're going to leave you alone, and... That was the thing. I said, you know, it's amazing. Keene is about 30,000 people.
Not and even. Then, 25,
well,
22.
You know, the problem with voting is if I want to convince somebody that I'm right, I got to get 51% of the registered voters to agree with me to repeal a bad law.
Yeah, 51% of the registered voters who are willing to come out and vote. In a municipal election, the last one was only a 17% turnout.
You know, and jury nullification, that's where I convince a person if the law is bad or dumb, you just vote not guilty, even though the person is guilty. And I got to get 1 out of 12 jurors to agree with me on that if I want to nullify a law. But, you know, with civil disobedience, it's amazing. Just 0.5% of the population came out, and they said, you know what, we're going to smoke, we're not bothering anybody, and we're going to smoke it right here, arrest us if you so desire. In fact, we're going to come right down to your police station and smoke it. And the cops are just like, oh, God, what do we do now? Because they didn't have enough jail space. They can't arrest them all.
Anything.
They can't do anything. They're utterly helpless. And I thought, I don't know what to think of that if the state is so easily flummoxed by just, if 0.5% of the population gets out of line, what do they do? Anyway.
Well, that's just it. I mean, they only have so many options, and I think their best option is to ignore it, because if they do crack down, if they do, for instance, call in every police officer from the surrounding towns to make an arrest of a dozen or two dozen pot smokers, that's going to be a mess for them, because now they've got, you know, maybe a dozen people who are not going to take a plea deal, and they're going to clog the system with, you know, these criminal charges. They're going to go to a jury if they have the opportunity to go to a jury, and then those juries will have an opportunity to vote not guilty and jury nullify. So, I mean, this could blow up into a huge thing, whereas if they just leave it alone and ignore them, which is what they learned the lesson the hard way, because later on the official line from the police. And remember, there are people in town here who will believe anything the government tells them. So when the government says, oh, those Robin Hooders, those people filling the parking meters, they're threatening, intimidating, and harassing. They're threatening, intimidating.
As I say, as I wear my Robin Hood shirt right here.
Can I point the camera at you?
Go right ahead.
Okay, so we'll do that so our listeners can, or our viewers online.
I had these made special because I figure now that the ruling has just come out. We're still getting information on it, but I figure now we can go back and we're going to be dressed in all green. So James has his uniform now. He'll be wearing a uniform so he can be clearly spotted and terrorize the parking enforcers.
Yeah, you know, the thing that's so ridiculous, I mean, if you were going around threatening people, I mean, there are laws against that. You cannot do that.
That's correct.
So
criminal threatening would be one of them.
If they could have charged us criminally, they would have. It's just like, we're going to bring this garbage civil lawsuit. It's basically a way they could slander us legally.
So the cops lie, and they say, okay, well, now we're going back to the smokeouts. So what happened after they made the arrest and they failed with that attempt, it didn't stop the smokeouts from happening. They continued on day after day after day. The cops then officially would tell people, oh, we've walked through there, we've gotten complaints, we've walked through Central Square, and we haven't smelled anything, so we can't take any action. We've seen no evidence that anyone is actually smoking marijuana, which is not true. One, they weren't walking through. Two, if they were walking through, they definitely must have smelled marijuana because it was being smoked.
Rich Paul was probably blowing it right in their face.
Well, I would hope he wasn't doing that. But you know, they weren't enforcing it. They were using their discretion to look the other way. But they were lying to people who wanted them to enforce it because there's a certain snitch group out there that will call and they'll snitch on the activists. And so they would tell this to the snitchers, and then they'd, of course, go and tell their friends, oh, the police say they're not actually smoking. Those Free Staters are liars. They're not out there smoking any pot. They're out smoking cigarettes, and they're just hanging out. So the official story is believed by some people, even though the truth was marijuana was being smoked on a day-to-day basis out there. But you can't convince the obedient police supporters into thinking that the police would actually lie to them.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Well, and it doesn't help that we pull little stunts like we'll take Jack Daniel bottles and we'll empty them out and put tea in them and go
That's
around
true.
Drinking them. And so, of course, you know, the whole point is to illustrate the absurdity of the law.
Oh, yeah. That would be a fun one to bring back to, like, the college.
Oh, the drinking game?
Well, no, the drinking game happened at a city council meeting. But one of the things that the police are known for around here is they sort of lurk in the college neighborhoods, and they'll have bicyclist cops.
Oh, they'll go undercover, too. They'll walk around in plain clothes and all kinds of ridiculous things.
And what they want to find is a college student walking from one house to another with a beer in their hand, and they want to zero in on them and arrest them. So they'll, like, shine spotlights at them, and then they'll come over and harass them. And they'll do things like cops are trained to do, which is to say things that sound like an order, but
in a suggestive tone, like, I need to search your bottle.
I'm going to have to ask you to hand that over.
Yes.
While they have a gun in their hand, hovering over their gun. And so, of course, that sounds like you have to hand it over, but of course you don't actually, generally. If it's like a plain bottle with no markings on it or something.
Generally,
like that.
And any lawyer will advise you to do this, you say, clarify, officer, is that a request or is that an order? And they'll get irritated, and if they say it's an order, then you have to do it. But then you have it on record that it wasn't voluntary. You didn't voluntarily hand it over to them.
Exactly. And so if you didn't consent to the search, then it can be thrown out in court and things like that.
Yeah.
So
that's certainly
not
make
legal
conviction
advice.
A lot harder.
It's not legal advice, but that's my experience. So the idea would be to send a Confederate down there, one of our people, one of the activists, to
big
literally
bottle of Jack Daniels
walk
with tea in it.
Yeah, with something like that, and just, you know, chug it in front of the cops, and, you know.
Well, officer.
There's that great video of the police.
Officer, it's awesome.
Officer.
There's a video of the police checkpoint in Walpole where Garrett rides through the checkpoint. And
I was
in
that
car. He has a brown bottle. Right as he goes down the window, he takes a huge drink.
That's right.
It's so funny. And they
and
just
the
ignore it.
Say anything to him about that. That's the same video where I get out of the car. I'm in the passenger seat, and I was recording the interaction with Garrett, and I was like, oh, it's such a nice night out. I'm going to go for a walk because this is taking a while. So I'm getting out of the car with my video camera. The cops, they're state troopers, zero in on me. Multiple cops, like, close the gap between where they were standing and me, and one of them gets up in my face and shouts at me to get back in the car, and I say to him, what is that about? I'm the passenger here. I'm not obligated to stay in this car during this traffic stop. What if I...
You better obey me. I'm the police.
Right. What if I just had an argument with the driver and I want to get out of the car? It's a nice night. It's a nice night for a walk. I'm out here walking. He's like, you get back in the car, you're going to get charged with disorderly conduct. And at that point, I think it was on bail conditions or something. I was like, I really don't want to get arrested tonight.
Yeah, you inspired me. I did that in Manchester through one of their checkpoints. Yeah, I got out of the vehicle.
How'd that go?
Initially, they're like, what the heck? And then they just ignored me. I just walked away.
Was it Stadies or the...
The Manchester PD.
So the Stadies seem to be a little more rough.
More military. They have, like, high and tights. They stay in a barracks. They're, like, Troop C or, you know, Troop whatever.
And they're the ones that arrested you for recording video.
That's right.
Whereas the local cops, they don't bat an eye at someone.
Well, they see you two, and they're like, oh, God, not Ian. Please, no.
Our toll-free number tonight, but these guys must have known who we were, right? The state troopers certainly knew who we were. All the cops around here, they all know. They all pass around.
If they don't, they know very quickly.
Yeah, they get briefed on the Free Staters, and they watch our videos. It's not like they have anything better to do. They're out there arresting people for open containers. This is New Hampshire's. It's not like it's just violent crime.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com. Where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1 G2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1 G2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Please join us toll-free if you'd like. The conversation can be directed by you to some extent. You can actually bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you should do it from the back of your car. With libertystickers.com, you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, or more than one. And you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available to you at libertystickers.com. Plus, they'll make custom stickers for you, too, so if there's some sort of brilliant thing that you want to see and they don't already have, you can make it and submit it to them, and they'll print it for you. libertystickers.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and then more on these hoverboards, so-called hoverboards, being banned, allegedly, from New York City. Tom, you're in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on with Ian James and TJ the Spy.
Yeah, there's been lately, in the last few days, some anti-Muslim hysteria. And it's mostly from a lot of ignorant people, but the problem is that they vote, and their votes count just as much as the votes of us Orthodox libertarian extremists. But the one telling point that I want to bring up is that they would apply the same, not just what we've already heard, that they, all Muslims, including not just failing to differentiate between peaceful Muslims and radical violent Muslims, but also failing to distinguish between Shiite Muslims who are being targeted by ISIS and the Sunni Muslims. So that, and they don't even know the difference. I mean, they probably have, if you ask them, which ones are ISIS? Are they Shiites or Sunnis? They would have about a 50-50 chance of getting it right because they're so so ignorant. So I just wanted to bring up that point. Is they don't just fail to distinguish between radical, violent Muslims and peaceful ones. They also don't even distinguish between the target, the Shiites who are being targeted.
I mean, even in the Sunnis, in that world, it's the Salafists, the jihadist Salafists are the ones that are ISIS. So, you know, not even all Sunnis necessarily agree.
Of course not. But it's just, each one is a distinct transaction unless they have joined the Islamic State, of course, in which case then they are an organized force that is on a mission to do violence. But you gotta get to these people are just so ignorant they don't even know what they're talking about, and you show them a map of the Middle East and they you draw the lines there, which one is Afghanistan and which one is Saudi
Arabia? I probably wouldn't be able to tell you without the lines and without the labels. I wouldn't even know. But I don't pretend to know. If there's something I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. And I know that makes me a bad talk show host, but whatever.
Well, all the communication theory people, if you majored in communication theory, you realize that right now, like the word anarchist is a good example. It's totally a lost cause. I really do not educate
people. To use that word.
As soon as people hear anarchist, they immediately shut off. They don't want to have to hear what you say. So I prefer to say I'm a voluntarist. That's one of your words, Ian.
Yeah, I like voluntarist.
Because then it's like a totally new word.
I find that voluntarist is confusing to people because they think everything has to be voluntary, meaning that you can't like get paid for things. So I use voluntarist instead, which I think is a little less confusing than voluntarist. Tom, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the perspective. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I agree with you, TJ. The word
I was thinking, you might as well
call yourself a rapist.
Yes. You know, it's like, well, no, we distinguish. So I thought maybe Muslims could do the same thing. We're not Muslims. They just make up a new word for the peaceful version. And that way people, as soon as they hear Muslim, they don't immediately shut off and think, oh, you're one of those.
So back to the story about the hoverboards. Both, I guess you guys both sort of brought in a hoverboard story tonight. It's not an actual hoverboard. It's got wheels on it. It's not really a skateboard. It's pointed. It's I guess wide instead of long like a skateboard. It's wide instead of a skateboard. And it does have two wheels on it. And it uses some sort of balancing mechanism to help you move without having a pole that you have to push forward.
A gyroscopic stabilizer. And that's how you know I'm smart because I know technical words like that.
So Casey Neistat. This is something that one of our listeners, Matthew, on Skype sent a message linking me to this video. Casey Neistat posts this video today from New York City where he's kind of puttering around on one of these hoverboard devices and actually confronting the police in a nice way, sort of asking them, hey, have you heard that this thing is illegal? The first two cops say they don't know anything about that, and they, you know, just let him go on his way. The third cop,
I was going to say three. You want the over or the under, and how, when he's going to get the tar kicked out of him.
No, that doesn't happen here. Here's what the third cop says.
Officers, have you heard of these things being illegal in the city?
Technically, yes, they are.
Technically, they are.
They are, yes.
But it's not a tremendous priority for you guys.
Not for me, no.
Take care.
Be safe.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah. And, as James pointed out, he's actually riding through the middle of the intersection at that point, too, when the cops he's talking to are in the crosswalk. He is actually, like, in the middle of the intersection as he's saying those things to him. So I don't even know if he was obeying the traffic ordinances right there in front of them. So clearly the police are able to use discretion. That yes. officer just did that.
Yeah, that's one of the funny things about knowing all the ordinances. Like, I can drive around town and I'm like, oh, that's illegal, that's illegal, that's illegal. Like, I'd be a good code enforcement officer, but...
Wait, when you're saying that's illegal, do you mean what other people are doing or, like, property issues?
I can just look and be like, that's a code violation. You know, mm-hmm. this code, they're in violation of it.
But. James and I play this game. We say, like, we'll look down the street and whoever can spot more violations or people we could write tickets to wins the game. And so, like, yeah, we'll drive around town, like, oh, but it's illegal to do that. So, you know, and then we have to cite the
code. Things you guys do for fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That's something that's nice about being here in New Hampshire is, yeah, there are some ordinances in some of the towns, like the larger places like Keene or Manchester and places like that. But even a lot of them go unenforced. There's really not... There's a lot more freedom in a place like New Hampshire
Absolutely.
Than New York.
One of the great things, too, is, like, you can read the code, and then, like TJ was mentioning earlier, you can just find a loophole around it. Like, mm-hmm. okay, well, you can't have your vehicle, like, it can't have your logo on it, but, oh, well, it's not a sign because it's actually for sale, you know? So it's not a sign, it's for sale. So you can, like, find these little loopholes to gotcha. Just sidestep their rules, but...
Yeah, like, how did that rule go? I was fascinated by that one. Like, you figured that one out on something...
Oh, so you, in Keene, you can't have what they call a trailer sign. And a trailer sign... like
meaning a painted side of a trailer or something like that?
Exactly. The way they
Parts
define it...
Parts in front of your business kind of thing?
Yeah, so, yeah. like, in theory, like, oh, if you yeah, have yeah. A truck, you know, you can't... Like, let's say have, I don't know...
Okay, I got you.
You yeah, can't have, like, a business name on it, but, oh, there's an exception if you sell goods out of it. So you could...
That's right.
So what I say is, well, okay, well, I'm going to put one item for sale in it. And like,
I'm
okay.
selling gumballs, penny gumballs, out of the back of my... Yeah, because, you know, a lot of businesses, they have those fancy decaled cars with their business names
right.
on them.
They
and they'll
great.
Park them as advertising in some location, maybe in a parking lot, maybe downtown.
And it's a workaround because of the sign ordinances in a lot of cities are super restrictive.
Yeah,
so if you just have your sign on your vehicle, then that's in some places the way to get around.
Yep.
So our toll-free number, if you want to share your thoughts on the hoverboard, you're welcome to do that. We've also got a kind of a disturbing story. TJ is going to share with us about Tor, which is the anonymizing
router.
System. Yeah, the onion router on the internet, and it's pretty big news. We'll share that with you coming up. You can also join us and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453 855-450-3733. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
So you're still welcome to comment on hoverboards or, you know, the prohibition, the purported prohibition that one guy, Casey Neistat, has now basically just thrown back in the police's face. There's all these headlines about how these hoverboards are illegal. In fact, the ABC News story here confirms, police confirm that hoverboards are illegal in New York City. They call it one of the hottest toys out there, but in New York City it could get you a $500 ticket. I think you would say $200.
I said $200. The New York Daily News reported it was a $200 fine.
Well, apparently that is in dispute. So
that's the wonderful thing about the laws. It's so complicated. Yeah. It used to be all, like, I thought it was this.
It's kind of whatever they say it is in that moment. And so they are purportedly cracking down, is the claim here, that the Department of Transportation is cracking down. Does the DOT have its own enforcing agents in New York City?
Because I know they have their own taxing authority.
They probably do, because there's, like, environmental police.
And there are there's like traffic police there, and like there's an entire division of traffic cops in New York City. But in this case, there's this guy is going around New York City and literally coming up to the cops on one of these so-called hoverboards and confronting them, and the cops do absolutely nothing about it.
And, you know, the cop seems a little awkward. He's like, oh, you know, yes, they're technically illegal, and he's like, seems embarrassed to say it.
He was actually being really cool about it. He was kind of laughing as he did it.
Yeah, and like, be safe, and I thought, like, they know it's a silly law, but what'll happen is that law will stay there, and the moment you criticize them or do something
then
they don't like, then they're going to use the, oh, yeah, they'll arrest you or fine you or cite you the moment you become critical of them.
Yeah, and it also could be that, you know, maybe they're smart enough to know not to arrest the guy with the video camera, because, you know, that could be this situation where if the cops are just doing their normal enforcing and they see some regular victim who's just riding their hoverboard without pointing a video camera at them, then they may have the gumption to go ahead and take that person down.
Yeah,
for it.
I mean, most cops, I think the reason they become cops is they wanted to arrest violent people like the murderers and the bank robbers and the evil people. And the truth is, most of what they do every day is boring. I mean, they maybe 5% of their job is actually exciting, but most of it's you're dealing with stupid people or drunk people or angry people, and it's not really that much fun. So I thought, like, Ian, when they were arresting you for your ID thing way back when, and I thought, like, I don't know who should be more miserable. Ian, you had, like, a long face on, but I think the cops were more depressed than you were, because think about it. You became a state trooper, and what are you doing? You're arresting somebody who didn't change their name properly in the state database. That was what they had to do all day.
I actually asked him about that later. It was like, you know, what are you normally doing with your time? Are you actually going after real criminals? And apparently the guy who was investigating me does go after fraud cases of, like, actual fraud.
Actual fraud, yeah.
But in my case, that wasn't real fraud.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I don't know who to feel sorry for in that case, you or them, because they, like, they have a very boring job and they're stuck prosecuting people for very silly crimes.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what to make of that.
So tell me, TJ, about Tor and the recent attacks on Tor, at least a little while back, somewhat recent.
Somewhat recent. So this is actually, so for those of you who don't know, Tor stands for the Onion Router.
Excellent.
And it's a piece of software you can download at torproject.org. And it is free. It was developed by the Department of Defense, but it is now run by a huge volunteer base. And it basically routes your internet traffic through a series of computers throughout the internet. So whenever you access a website, the website you're accessing can't tell where in the world you're accessing it from. Because you connect to computer A connects to computer B, B connects to C, C connects to the site. And
that's somehow different from the regular internet, which is your system connecting through router.
Yeah, so it would be directly visible. Like, the website you're visiting would know what IP address you're visiting or what your IP address you're coming from.
Tor obscures that.
And Tor obscures that. And it allows some very beautiful things. One is anonymous internet browsing. And
allegedly. The claim anonymity is in question.
And one of the other things it allows is hidden services. So, like, if you're running a site that promotes certain goods and services that may not be kosher with the government,
like
permission
the Silk
people.
Road.
Like the Silk Road. I mean, that's an example. I mean, there are some libertarian activists. Maybe you're protesting the government or something in Iran. Actually, believe it or not, 25% of the traffic on Tor is from Iran. It's from Iranian people trying to get information out or get information into Iran through the government censor walls. But anyway, apparently Carnegie Mellon University, they got $1 million. They found an attack against Tor that it's supposed to be really hard to unmask where somebody's coming from if they're accessing your computer through Tor. But they found a way to de-anonymize traffic, to find out your real phone number, your real IP address.
Whoa.
And they sold that information, apparently, to the FBI. Because here's the thing.
Wait, didn't they do it at the FBI's behest?
Well,
that's
where it gets a little unclear, because remember, the Fourth Amendment does not protect you from your fellow citizen.
Mm-hmm.
It only protects you from the police. It says the police, if they want to come into your house without your permission, without your consent, and they don't have exigent circumstances, so there's not a woman screaming for her life upstairs, they have to ask a judge for permission, and they have to say, Your Honor, we want to violate Ian Freeman's privacy. We want to go through his personal effects without his permission. Even.
And they have to find something specific. They have to be looking for something
specific. They have to articulate
specific.
What's called probable cause to a judge and get something called a search warrant. Now, the Fourth Amendment does not apply to private citizens. So James, he can break into your house, he can burglarize your house, and if he happens to find evidence of crime, he can turn that right over to the police.
And they're not obligated, as we've seen with the hoverboards, they don't have to enforce the law against the hoverboard.
Yeah, they can say,
if they find out that James broke and entered, which is a crime,
burglary. Yeah, they can say, well, we're not going to prosecute the burglary because it's in the interest of justice to prosecute Ian for, you know, having too many whatevers.
Sort of like how they used a heroin dealer to go after Rich Paul, our friend, for selling pot.
Yeah.
They didn't, you know, they gave the heroin
guy
a break.
Walk, yeah. And if Rich Paul would have wore a wire in, you know, into the Keene Activist Center and ratted you guys out or set you up in an entrapment thing, he probably would have walked too. But mm-hmm. he had a little bit of, you know, I'm not going to do that, and he decided to go to jail rather than rat out his friends. So,
a hero.
Yeah. So the thing is, it's a little unclear because the FBI cannot come to, if they don't have a warrant to get into your house, they can't come to me and say, hey, TJ, would you mind going through Ian's stuff? We don't have a warrant. We can't go through his stuff, but you have access to his house.
Because then you're an agent.
Then I'm acting as their agent, and now I am bound by the Fourth Amendment as well. So there, you know, that's where it gets unclear. So in the charging documents that we're looking at, apparently in
Who's been charged?
Silk Road 2, Blake Benthal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going, like, this is one of the things when you go through PACER, the Public Access to Court Electronic Records, and you read all these court documents, you find out little shenanigans the government's pulling. And one of the things they have apparently been doing is the FBI said, we are working closely with a university to link real IP addresses to Tor sites.
Yikes.
And they're using an attack that they developed, and we're paying them $1 million.
Now, wait, just to be clear, are we talking about only the hidden service? So you mentioned these hidden services. These are websites.
Both. They're actually, so one of the things they did is they managed.
Oh, wait. So hidden services and the users of Tor can also be unmasked?
Yes. The users of Tor can be unmasked, and as well as the whoever owns or wherever the hidden service is
located. Now, before you go on, isn't Tor's response to this, well, we've patched the problem?
They have fixed the problem, and they're incredibly mad because they are, their view is this thing is not being used only for illegal activities. It's mainly being used by people in China and Iran to get around the government censors.
Right.
And by using this attack, it put a lot of people's lives in danger.
At risk.
And
sure.
It sets a bad precedent as well to use government money. So this is actually another ethical issue. Universities are heavily in bed with the government. The government already has a stranglehold over K-12 education in this country. If you run a public school, you need the government's permission, and you need to teach whatever they say you need to teach. Universities were one of those places where you could still go and learn things that could be controversial, but that's quickly disappearing in this country.
In fact, we've seen a lot of ridiculous stories out of the universities just over the last few weeks. We can continue the Tor discussion. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Maybe you're a privacy advocate, or maybe you are anti-privacy. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you
you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. It doesn't have to be about the not-so-hoverboard being made. Apparently not really that illegal in New York City, at least according to one guy with a video camera riding around on one in front of the police. There's that. Also, Tor,
The Onion Router.
The Onion Router, which is doesn't really explain what it is. It's an anonymizing system for the Internet that apparently some of its anonymity was cracked by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University, and ultimately Tor not so happy about that, pointing out that cracking an anonymity of Tor would mean that people who are, you know, in repressive regimes who are trying to get the word out, like in Iran, you said, TJ, 25%
of the traffic coming from Iran, yes.
And somehow you're able to, how do you figure that out when Tor is supposedly obscuring people's data?
Generally, like, for example, I used to run a Tor node, and so we would look at the traffic. If I was an exit node, people were using my internet. Somebody somewhere in the world, their connection would get routed to my computer in the middle of Illinois. And it would then be looking at a website, and I would just look at what were people looking at. So I didn't know.
Oh, fascinating.
I didn't know who was doing the looking. I just knew somebody in the world was looking at this stuff.
Yeah.
And the stuff, like about 25% of it would be Arabic or Farsi, and that's how I calculated my number.
And what are you looking at? Just the URLs as they're sort of going by?
The URLs, like it'll show the TCP IP connections in real time, and it'll show pictures. So, like, there was one Russian guy looking at a used car, and you're kind of like, well, I wonder why he's using Tor to do this. Like, obviously he feels a need for privacy because Tor is kind of slow. It's hard to use.
Right, because you're hopping through multiple...
Yeah, you're going three
computers.
Three computers.
And those computers, you know, may just be someone on their cable modem connection or whatever.
Yes. And they mixes your connections with other connections. And the whole idea is that not even the NSA, I mean, one of the things Snowden showed in his leaked documents is that NSA has not been able to crack Tor in general. They hate it. Because,
but Carnegie Mellon did.
Well, the thing is, it works. It only works in certain circumstances.
The actual reveal,
and
if you will.
The reveal that they did wouldn't work for the NSA. NSA would want to spy on everybody. This allows you to spy on a very specific site, and it only works a certain fraction of the times.
So wait. Okay, so you would have to try to de-anonymize a specific site, and then you would have access to the people visiting the site as well?
Yes, you could get access to their actual IP address, the real IP address that they're accessing from. And so Silk Road 2, which was the successor to Silk Road 1, the online marketplace, kind of like an eBay for illegal goods.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people might be thinking, well, isn't this a good thing that the police were able to shut down, you know, a drug market?
No, that's a terrible thing.
Well, I agree with you, but
it's a boon to mankind.
I would say even if you're the kind of person who disagrees with, say, you think the war on drugs is a good thing, you think all drugs should be illegal,
mm-hmm.
and I would say, well, privacy is like a car. You know, you can use a car to rob a bank and use it as a getaway vehicle, or you can also use a car to drive from point A to point B. And privacy is like that. You can use privacy for good and bad things. And the ability to go from point A to point B without being tracked, or the ability to buy something from another person on the internet without being tracked, it's not good or bad. It depends on the intentions of the person. And I believe that as a humans, the people that are good far outnumber the people that are bad. And so that's why I think things like cars and guns and anything else that can be misused for evil, because so many of us are actually fundamentally good, it actually does more good to have guns in the hands of good, honest, nice mm-hmm. people than it does to ban them because some evil people might have them. And the same is true for Tor. Sure, anonymity can be used for evil purposes to plan evil deeds. But on the other hand, it allows people to engage in voluntary commerce. And the reason I like these online black market sites is because if before you had to go out on some street corner if you wanted to buy a drug, you didn't know what you were getting. And now there's no risk of violence. There's no risk of a drive-by shooting.
None whatsoever.
Also, right? the feedback thing is huge. If someone sells you some bad drugs and you never see them again, like that's a real problem where if you can say, this guy's a crook, you know, he sold me bad product, I had a really bad experience. There's all kinds of just valuable feedback.
You've got an eBay-like feedback rating with people where you can literally write details about what the transaction was like.
Yeah.
And these guys, even though they're anonymous,
I don't know
who they are. They have a name, you know, Mr. Bojangles or whatever. And then I don't know if there's actually someone using that name, but there might be. And so that person has a rating attached to that name. And if their rating is bad, you don't want to do business with those people.
And actually, it's also like, you know, I don't need to know who a person is to trust them. If I see a person and they've done 1,000 deals and 1,000 people say, this guy followed through on his word, he didn't rip me off, well, then I can be fairly certain that I, as customer number 1,001, am also not going to be ripped off. But if this guy decides to go rogue and start selling bad product, or he starts not shipping, or he's shorting people, mm-hmm. or he's, you know, doing something evil, people start to complain, and you can see that in the feedback reading where it's like, hey, my package didn't get delivered, or hey, this guy sent me fake stuff.
Yeah, and even, let's say he creates a new account, well, now he has to build all that feedback up.
Yes.
And you can verify, like, oh, this is the same person because their PGP signature.
But yet the government is acting like these underground marketplaces are evil.
They stopped them. Yeah, like by arresting Ross Ulbricht and throwing him in prison for the rest of his life.
It was the dumbest thing they could have done because it created another dozen of these imitators.
Oh, yes, because, Jeffrey Tucker had this great line. He said, you know, anytime the government tries to shut something down, they just end up being advertising for it.
It's true.
And, you know, people are listening. Like, we found Ross Ulbricht. Thank God we caught him because he misused his email address.
Yep.
And he made $100 million over the course of 2 years. And you know that people are listening to this going, $100 million, you say? And all he did was make one little tiny mistake? And, mm-hmm. you know, that you realize, oh, yes, right now there are like at least 10 or 15 other counterfeits or copies to Silk Road. out there. And
some better than others.
Some better than others. And it's really fascinating to watch the government get ticked off. They can't shut it down.
Yeah, when was the last time they did a shutdown? I know there was like a multi-strike kind of raid.
Operation Onerous.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, it was Onimus, something like that.
Onimus. That's what it was.
Onimus. And that was...
Not to be confused with ominous, but similar.
Yeah, and I could actually look it up. I forgot.
They cracked down on like 6 different darknet sites at that time.
Well, it's actually...
But that was, what, a year ago?
Yes.
It's been a while.
And it was hypothetically because of this Carnegie Mellon cooperating with the FBI.
Uh-huh.
And because a lot of these sites, were all first on the... all were on the same server. So
that's how convenient.
Yes. So apparently there was a black market web server, and all these black market sites were being run on the same server, and they all got taken down. But, you know, this is the wonderful thing about the free market is that the newer markets, they try and solve these problems that the previous market had. And you can buy, every site has its own code of ethics. So some sites, they say, we will not sell stolen credit card numbers because that's
an ethical crime. We won't
sell poison. We won't sell hitmen.
Child porn.
And, of course, the thing I like about the drug market is you can see the you can actually see, like, what drugs are being demanded by the market. You can see the price.
Yeah, that's true.
You can see the feedback.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you can also...
And it's not illegal to go on there and look.
Yes.
You can go on any one of these markets.
Any of you can go on there and perfectly legal to look.
Shop around. There's even a search called Grams on Tor. If you go... I don't know what... You can't... The thing with the Tor hidden sites is you can't just give somebody the web URL because it's a bunch of letters and numbers usually that you couldn't possibly memorize.
Well, what you'd have to do is you'd have to go to torproject.org and you download the Tor browser.
Bundle.
It's just like a Firefox internet web browser.
Yeah, but configured for Tor.
It's configured to use Tor. And it anonymizes your traffic. And then there's a certain site that will always end in .onion. So we have .com, .org, .net, .gov. Well, things that end in .onion are hidden sites.
Meaning you can only access them
through the Tor browser.
And
that's because not only does the site you're connecting to, they don't know where you're from. You can't tell where it is. Right? So normally when the FBI wants to shut down a site, they just look at, www.freetalklive.com. They go to the ISP and say, we have a search warrant or subpoena. Please tell us what the address of Free Talk Live is being hosted. And they say, it's at, in Keene, New Hampshire.
Thankfully, our site's in Montreal.
So the FBI
can't shut that one down at least as easily.
Yeah.
They could probably call their buddies in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and do that.
But, because Tor, nobody can tell where in the world is being hosted, you can't really shut them down. It's possible, but it's very, very difficult.
So the short news here is that the Tor, there was some sort of vulnerability. Carnegie Mellon found it and exploited it. But Tor,
for $1 million.
Tor is now claiming
they patched it. Now, there could be another vulnerability out there that we don't know about, and that's,
And that's the risk you take, right?
The
people that are engaging in these online drug marketplaces or whatever it is that's going on the darknet markets or the darknet period, which is sort of a scary name for these.
I hate the term darknet.
What's a better name for it?
I prefer SecureNet.
SecureNet, okay. There's risks involved in this, and so God has blessed these people who are taking the risks, who are willing to put their own freedom on the line. Hopefully, they are not doing it from inside the United States, and they're like in some island nation, and they've learned their lesson from Ross Ulbricht living in San Francisco and being easily targeted by the federal government, because if you're raking in the dough from running one of these underground sites, just go to an island nation and have a little bit more security.
Kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.